You're listening to Full Guard Fight Radio. Fight Radio. Fight. Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
Tuesday night, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. Only can mean one thing. Full Guard Fight Radio. I am your host, Jason London, with my co-host, Carl the Madman Mortensen. I think we're going to have a special guest tonight. But before we introduce him, Carl, do I know what that bell is? The dead man has cometh, my friend. That's strictly that bell is it's unmistakable. The Undertaker's entrance music, the living legend, the Undertaker. Carl, my man, how are you, my friend? This is our first show in 2014. How's it going?
Good, man. Great to be back, back with you again, and we can kick off a new season together and have some fun.
Absolutely. We've got a big show tonight, man. We're bringing in I'm just going to tell you who our special guest co-host is tonight, Skippy Cohen from none other than the Rogue Show here on MMA Live Productions, MMA Madhouse. And we're also going to be busting in here in a couple minutes to Bluegrass MMA up in, I think you're out of Kentucky, isn't that right, Carl?
Somewhere up in that area, yeah. You know, the Bluegrass area.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And you know what, we've done some work with those guys in the past. We've had them on the show in the past. And those guys, I'm not sure if things have changed since the last time we have talked, but I know when we originally met, it was one or two fellas taking care of the whole Bluegrass area. Is that even a part of the country, the Bluegrass area?
Works for me. I'm Canadian. It's all white up here.
They have like the tri-state area. They have like, you know, Death Valley. That country. Is there really like a Bluegrass area? Like, I don't know. Anyway, so we're going to meet up with those guys tonight. We're going to talk about some different stuff going on in the MMA world. World Series of Fighting 8 is this weekend down here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Yours truly and Matthew Gaither will be heading over there to cover it live for MMA Madhouse. Looking forward to doing that. Some other stuff going on in the world of MMA. And whatever my man Carl and Skippy bring to the table is always going to be, it's always going to be, surprises and flowers and butterflies or whatever. Is that what they say, flowers and butterflies?
Something like that. Butterflies and rainbows? I don't know.
No, some shit like that. But I think, without further ado, I think I have my man Skippy Cohen on the line. Skippy, what's up, my friend?
Oh, not much. How you guys doing tonight?
Good, brother. What's new? Anything? I was just telling Carl, this is the first show of 2014 for me, and I want to thank you and Carl personally for picking me up last week. I had some bullshit going on, and, let me tell you what. Fuck cancer. That's all I got to say. That's all I'm going to say about it, and that's the end of it. So I just want to thank you guys. How are you? How were the holidays, my brother?
A, I agree. B, thank you for giving me the chance to jump in last week. Steve Carl was a great guest, and tonight I filled in on another show and interviewed Justin Oh, gosh. I just forgot. He's fighting for the... I just spent an hour on the phone with him.
You're getting old, Skippy. You're getting old, my friend.
Yeah. He's fighting for the World Series, the fighting title, actually this weekend for the lightweight title. And Gaethje. Thanks. Oh, I'm sorry. Gaethje. I could not remember for the life of me. He actually lives with Tyler Stinson and six other fighters. And they all train. Obviously, Tyler's on the same card. And, you know, the guy's beat up some big names in his career. And, you know, it was cool to hang out with him. He was real down to earth, real cool guy. How was your holidays, man? How are you and Carl both? Do you guys have good holidays?
Let's welcome in the fellas from Full Guard Fight Radio.
Hello.
I think we're going to be going live here shortly with Bluegrass MMA. I'm fellas, are you there?
Oh, this is Bluegrass MMA. What's up?
Hey, how you doing tonight, brother? It's Skippy.
It's London.
Skippy, my man. You savage. Hey, in London. Carl, where are you at?
I'm in the shadows.
Like always.
What's going on, fellas? Man, this is a crazy mashup. We've got like five people on the line now. Well, Skippy's used to it. Skippy can handle this.
It definitely gets, I get used to, you know, having quite a few people live at one time. But, hey, I want to tell you, congratulations on a great year for you and Bluegrass. I mean, 2013 was beautiful. I'm excited to see what you guys do in 2014.
It is safe for me to say that I would not know a lot of stuff if it wasn't for MMA Madhouse. The way you guys cover fucking everything. I don't know when you guys sleep, when you eat, when you shit. It's confusing. You guys are savages.
Well, here's the thing. I know for a fact Carl and Skippy do all three of those things simultaneously. They're eating on the shitter while taking a snooze. I know for a fact that is the way those boys roll. But no, I absolutely second what Skippy said. You guys have a great year, and you know, I'm looking forward to teaming up with you here in 2014. So thanks for putting us on tonight.
What about the website of the year in the Florida MMA Awards? You know, we didn't get no love in Florida. Screw Florida. But MMA Madhouse brought it home, guys, and that's what's great is because you know we'll get to see Spencer. We'll get to see Kari out and about, you know, and it's like, it's wonderful to be at these events and see friendly faces that, you know, have the same passion that we do, you know, and it's a beautiful, if I ever get to Oregon, I'm coming to the studio. I'm just saying that it's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
You know,
we have a standing offer to, you know, friends in a Madhouse. We got a Madhouse RV outside the studio. We put people up in all the time. So, you guys ever come out this way, man, we'll have a horseshoe tournament, a barbecue, we'll do some shows from the studio. It'd be a blast.
That's crazy, man. So tell me, what we cannot compete. You guys have some of the best podcasts, you know, some of the best live shows that I listen to all the time. Skippy, how do you keep this up, man? You know, you're a savage. You're out there almost every night talking about MMA, supporting the fighters. And that Steve Carl interview, my man, that was epic.
Well, thank you. And, yeah, 152 episodes of podcasting I did this year, either hosted or co-hosted.
Jesus Christ, Skippy.
Yeah. though, I got some really exciting news. Look, we really haven't said anything about this, but I'll say it on your show first. It's a lockdown deal. We're bringing live from Bangkok. The video show is going to go to a podcast. They're coming to our network in the next few weeks. We'll be dropping a big press release, but that's Jonathan Nutt, ATT, Thailand's BJJ coach, and then, I'm sorry, Ben Stark, and then Jonathan Nutt, the voice for Dare Fight League, great Muay Thai professional and MMA fighter in his own right. So they're going to be bringing us live every week. They'll be filling up one of the days to help me out so I can get a little bit of a breather to focus on other aspects of the company. But they're going to start doing Monday nights for us live from Bangkok, breaking down the best MMA and in the scene there, TIE fights, what's going on with the organization. So, you know, I figure why not break it on your show? You know, we got mad love for you. You know, that's what, you know, we partnered up with you for, is to help get more of the local events out there that we can't get to, or the interviews we can't get. That's why we love working with you, because, you know, you're part of the family.
You know, one of my favorite post-fight interviews I ever did was with Joe Ray. And to see what he did over there in that fight, which I believe was your fight of the year, that was awesome. And that documentary and the travels, and I think Nut was on there, and you got to see kind of how things were going over there. That was amazing. Joe Ray was awesome. I can't wait to see that guy back at it.
I'm a huge, huge Joe Ray fan. I'm a big fan of Dare. I know they got another round of the tournament coming up either in late February or early March. You know, it's just, it's like what you do. Look, you know, we try to get to, you know, we covered 17 states inside the United States this year, a couple of provinces in Canada, and a few countries internationally that we actually were able to get live events covered. And not everything comes strictly from me or comes strictly from Carl or from Matthew or from London. You know, it's like you guys, we have a team, you know, we got guys and girls all over the world who write, cover, produce shows, everything for us. And that's, once again, you know, why we enjoy what you do. The product you're putting out there is in the same vein and love that we put out. It's about the local fighters. And, you know, Steve Carl, hands down, that guy, you know, really laid it out. Folks, if you have never heard an interview from this guy, this is the most unegotistical fighter you will probably ever hear an interview from. He is truly passionate about what he does, and he's there for the fans. Just like tonight, it's funny. You know, Justin Gaethje, almost the same interview. It was crazy. These guys that are coming up, the fans need to know about. You know, you've got a lot of great amateurs and pros making huge waves out there that I didn't know about until I followed, you know, an article you did or caught some results or a highlight video, so, or your show. So, you know, I love what you're doing, brother.
Well, that's what's crazy. And, you know, with all three of you guys, and you guys are kind of scattered out, and we're more centrally based to the states we cover, but MMA is so saturated. You know, there's so much of it goes on every weekend, everywhere. And yet you go to MMA Fighting or MMA Junkie, and yet you get some cream of the crop interviews and coverage with the guys that are at the top, but there's nobody that is showing these guys love that will be there one day. You know, these guys that we talk to, some of the O&O amateurs, you know, and some of the pros just starting out, these are the guys that will be there at the top one day, and it seems like nobody really gives them any love.
You know, sorry, London, I'm going to let you guys talk in a second. I just want to answer that. Cause
Skippy, my man, do me a favor. You do what you do, brother. That's, your shoulders are the – yours and Carl's shoulders are the shoulders that this company's been built on. So go ahead and pitch it, my friend. Don't ever apologize to me.
Well, you know, you make a great point, and this is what, you know, yourself and Carl and the team Madhouse, you know, the grassroots effort, you know, kind of deal. Look, these guys all have to come from somewhere. You don't wake up one day and be at the top three. You just don't. You've got to cut your teeth somewhere. And you've got to give these kids today, especially the amateurs and the beginning pros, a taste of what it's like. Because, like you said, you can go to the big, you know, sites out there, you know, but it's verbal diarrhea. Every single company out there in the top is just reposting the same stuff. And here's the sad thing is they're about columns. And they're about clicks. They're about views. And that's it. They don't care if it's wrong or right. At least with you, I know that if you print an interview, your facts were checked. You know that you're not printing up lies, and you're not. And if something changes, you got no problem, just like us, admitting, hey, we were told one thing, it came out to be another. So here's a retraction. Here's a new interview. Here's whatever. But you don't see that with those bigger companies. It's verbal diarrhea all day long, the same crap, you know. Everybody shares the exact same article 50 times. But then I could go to your site, and there's a great kid out of Ohio who's 8-0 as an amateur, picked up 2 titles, you know, now fighting pro, and he's got 8 views. And it's retarded. It really is. And that's why people like you and people like us need to get out there and do this, because those kids need to have that same opportunity to grab sponsors, to grab new events outside their region, to build a fan base outside their region, because that's how they're going to grow. Look, I know kids here on the West Coast in Oregon, kid's a beast. He is beaten. Him and his twin brother have beaten up so many people, and big name people have gone on to go to the UFC. But they don't use Twitter. They don't use Facebook. They fight for the same promotion. They're never going to grow. Doesn't matter, you know, what anybody like myself thinks, because at the time when they, you know, we were really pushing and trying to get their name out there, you know, local MMA wasn't something cool to be part of. You know, it was cool to be UFC. And nowadays, I could take that same kid and give him that same opportunity on your show to come on for an interview, even though he's going to fight here on the West Coast, and he would gain new fans when they went and saw his fight video. And that's what it's about. It's about opening doors for these fighters and these fans to interact, to see, to meet, to watch.
Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, and that's – there's you know, there's one thing to, like, regurgitate the news, and there's other things to put out, like, real news that matters, because – we don't cater to the casual MMA fans. We cater to the fans of our guests on the show and the people we write about and the people we cover and their families and the people that support them. And that it means more to them than just, you know, a headline buried somewhere on another site than you actually get to be personal with them. You know, like our two guests tonight, one was 20 years old, one was 21, and they got a taste of like, being interviewed and getting to talk and tell us about working on a dairy farm, and you just don't get that everywhere.
And I'll be honest, I know Carl's never been, you know, big on the interview side. He likes to be more on the technical producing side of the show. But when I first came on board with him, one of my favorite things that still to this day is grabbing an amateur who's maybe got 3-4 fights max and getting him on his first show ever. First of all, you guys want to see fans show up. You put a local amateur. I can get more views off a local amateur on my show than I could Martin Campman. And that's because everybody knows everything in the world. They're going to hear the same stupid questions that he's been asked a million times, they assume. But I can grab an amateur. He's going to be nervous. He's going to be hard to work with. And Carl, I'll tell you, man, I love it. Man, dude, I can pull questions out of somebody. I can get somebody talking.
Oh, guys, I love it. We are getting ready to close out the show here in about 10 minutes. You guys are just kicking off. So, Jason, tell me what the Full Guard Fight Radio, what do you guys have? I talked to Carl. He says he's got, like, the next month already lined up. So what's some of the good stuff people can look forward to listening on the show?
I mean, here's kind of the way I break it down. I put all my – Carl's like my MMA. My MMA god. I put all my faith in Carl. Tonight we have Tony Murphy and Becca Duran both fighting Tough Enough tonight. Every time I turn on, every time Carl and I talk, I know he's got somebody good lined up. And you know, as Skippy was talking, and I just said behind the scenes here that I could listen to Skippy talk all day long. It's the absolute truth. I love being on this side of the radio. I love talking to people. I love understanding where they come from. You know, I met a young lady a couple weeks ago that works at Hooters, is a firefighter, and she's kicking ass in MMA. She's 19 years old. Hooters, beating somebody's ass, putting out fires. What else? am I gonna find that on the MMA Hour with the big nose Gonzo? Absolutely not. You know, it's just incredible to me the opportunity that's been given to you guys, to me, to all of us who love amateur MMA and local MMA. It's just so incredible. So, long story short, to answer your question, Carl has lined up an incredible lineup, and I'm still learning as well. But tonight, for sure, looking forward to working with you guys, Tony Murphy and Decker Duran. So that's what I got for you tonight, man.
Guys, if you want to support local MMA, you know where to go, MMAMadhouse.com. Follow them on Twitter. Skippy, Carl, Jason, you guys rock. You know we love you. We love what you do. And when I'm done here, I'll be tuning in to I think you guys need to do the chat room. Sometimes not a lot of people do it, but
I agree.
To call in all the time, but I like to talk shit in the chat room.
I agree.
Yeah, man, for sure. I enjoy that, too.
So, guys, as soon as our show's over, hop over, listen to MMA Madhouse. And then they've got shows like every night of the week. Friday nights at 1 p.m. our time is probably the primo. If you want to hear real talk, that's where you go.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about all that, real quick, Skippy, before you answer, the craziest thing about that is Skippy and Carl's looking the board and Skippy's talking on all of those shows. It's incredible. I was just about to ask those guys before we tagged up with you tonight if they ever sleep. You were so right, my man, when you said you guys ever sleep, shit, you know, eat, whatever. I really believe that they do it all together, and they probably, like, take shifts. So it's just incredible to me.
Skippy be posting some polar bear fights out of Antarctica, you know. It's crazy.
My man tweeted me the other day at like noon. London, you got to check this out. I'm like, I'm in the middle of a training for my 9-to-5er, and I got my iPhone blasting some fights out of like Korea or like Hong Kong or some shit, because Skippy was like, London, check this out.
Hey, you know, and it's funny because I'll be honest. Anybody who follows me, and I know we're going to wrap it up real quick, you guys know every weekend I'm throwing out links left and right. And if you guys want to find, like, the live TIE fights or legal MMA links, you guys can follow me or definitely follow my buddy who really is the platform where we get most of our good stuff from for Legal Strength, and that's RNSMMA on Twitter, RearNakedSmoke.net. I love those guys. They always have great legal links. You're not going to find no Zufa in there. You're not going to find no Access TV legal, okay, folks? So don't go in there looking for illegal streams, because that's not what they do. So thank you so much, Bluegrass. I got mad love for what you do and look forward to working with you in 2014.
Absolutely, fellas. Absolutely.
Guys, you take care. Have a great show, and we'll be talking again soon.
All right, my man. Have a good show.
Later.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
That was cool.
And those guys worked very well. Skippy, I appreciate it because, my man, I got to be honest. Nobody, I don't know many people that have as much love about something as you do MMA. Not only MMA, MMA Madness. I love MMA Madness. I bleed the clown logo. However, I really think that it is a part of you, and I really mean it when I say I can listen to you talk all day, brother.
Well, I'm going to get to kick back and listen to you guys do an interview here, I guess, in just a second.
Yeah, man.
I guess I got to look and see if Carl said he's ready, because I was looking. Okay, hey, look, no further ado, let's get the man himself in here. Decker Duran, welcome to Full Guard Fight Radio. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys doing?
Good, Decker. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, man. Decker, thanks for joining us tonight. Skip, I didn't mean to cut you off, brother. If you want to jump in anytime, feel free. But, Decker, I got to ask you right off the shoot. Tell me how you're feeling, right? You got a big fight coming up here 1 week from Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Next Friday.
I'm sorry. I apologize to you. So next Friday, you're fighting Tough Enough. You're about, I don't know, 10 days out of this fight. Where are we physically? Where are we training camp-wise, spiritually? Give me the breakdown of how Decker's feeling at this time.
Right now I feel great. You know, I've been training real hard. I'm so excited for this fight, for this opportunity. I'm ready to put on one hell of a show. And I hope my opponent comes ready to put his money where his mouth is, because he's been running a lot of lip, saying this and that about steroids. So we'll see what happens fight night, you know. And I'm just so excited and so stoked, and I feel great.
You seem like a pretty reserved guy. I didn't mean to cut you off. You seem like a pretty low key reserved guy. Tell me about your opponent and him running his mouth and talk. Did you say talking about steroids?
Yeah, he was running his mouth saying this and that. I looked like I had some help from steroids and stuff, and so it was on social media, and it was just a little thing. And he went and put a smiley face and stuff, a little bit of build up for the fight. So I'm gonna really punish this guy. You know, I really liked all my opponents previous to him, so. I really don't know how to experience going in there against somebody that I don't, you know, really like. So it's going to be a new experience for me, and I'm going to go in there guns blazing, hands up, chin down, and ready to sling them and fight of the year, hopefully.
Let me ask you a question, Decker. Going into this training, I'm going to be 100% honest with you, my friend. I don't know exactly your style, the disciplines that you're strongest in and whatnot. Take me through you as a fighter, so I can understand a little bit, so I can get to know you a little bit better.
I'm more of like a boxer type. I really like to stand and trade.
Okay.
I'm not the tallest guy, so I usually like to get in close, and I have a Mike Tyson, who's one of my idols, so I try to kind of you know, imitate his style and get in close and sling hooks and really awkward punches from awkward places, and if I land, it's night-night, and if I don't, I'm still coming, so you better watch out.
You say you're not the tallest guy, Decker. How tall are you, brother?
I'm 5'7".
Oh, that's not a terrible height, man. So your reach, I mean, what are we looking at, 75, 76 inches?
Maybe like 68.
Oh, shit, you got small, you know, you're trying to sort of
yeah,
tiny little arms.
Hey,
right?
I'm a short, muscly guy, man. I'm a short, muscly guy, but,
yeah, but
I'll bring the heat.
Don't forget, Sean Shirk had pretty much close to what you're talking about height and reach-wise, and, you know, he was a champion. So it's
I'm pretty much cut just like Sean Shirk, but he's way more bigger than I am. So,
I'm curious, you know, a lot of fighters talk about muscles and, you know, pros and cons. Obviously, you feel it's a pro for you. How do you feel with your cardio carrying that much muscle?
It's really tough on me, to be honest with you. I really hate sprints. Like, every day that I gotta train and I gotta run hard and stuff, I just get more angry towards my opponent. I'm just gonna punish him. Like, he's making me run all this and sprinting and making me get out of breath, so I'm gonna make sure I go in there and punish him.
That's how I feel too, Decker. Every time I gotta, like, walk, I feel pissed off and I'm out of breath, so...
Exactly, man. I feel you 100%, man. That's exactly how I feel.
So where are we in your camp right now, my man? Are we still walking through some game plans and things, or you got it set and you're kind of just ironing some stuff out? Where's that?
Well, the game plan really is he's a Muay Thai guy. He's 5'11", I believe. He's pretty tall. He has a long reach. So I guess I'm just going to try to fill him out and see what he wants to do. Let him pick his poison, whether he wants to get knocked out or whether he wants to get choked out.
So you feel pretty confident with your grappling and whatnot?
Yeah, I feel real great. I'm trained by one of the best, I believe, Tio Alvidrez and my boys, Alvidrez Combat Grappling, David Vigil, Gabe Gonzalez, Santana Martinez, Tyson Vigil, you know, my whole team, they keep me going hard, and David Vasquez, and just all of them, man. I can't give them enough praise, you know. Chuck Monaghan, Piazza, I just got to give all of them love, you know. They all help me out and keep me grounded, and I've never really been this ready for a fight, so I'm really excited to see the outcome, and it's going to be live on pay-per-view for Tough Enough, so everybody tune in, because it's going to be one hell of a show.
Let me ask you this. Live on pay-per-view, is that the first time you can ever say that, walking into a cage?
No, I actually fought in 2009. I fought on pay-per-view for, it was Ring of Fire, I believe. It was out of Denver.
Okay. Let me know. The follow-up to that, is this time a little bit different? I mean, clearly we're, what, 3-4 years out?
Man. This one is so much more intense, so much more defining for my career. Like, you know, with a big win here, you know, I could get seen by so many other people, and I can just skyrocket out and keep training hard.
Becker, are you nervous about that? Does that have does that play into any part of your training camp right now? Are you really battling some nerves and those butterflies and the mental aspect, or are you just so fucking dialed in that all you see, you got those blinders on like that horse that, you know, that, that, that racehorse that is just looking for the finish line, or are you like, are you trying to fight through some stuff?
Well, to be completely honest, you know, I believe every fighter gets nervous, and I believe every fighter has the same emotions that I'm feeling, you know, and if they say that they don't, then I think they're a lie. They're a liar, you know. And you know, I'm obviously I'm nervous and I'm super excited. I'm anxious. Like, I just want January 24th to be right now, you know, so I can be
right
in the cage and I could just be getting it right now. Like, it's really an anxious feeling. I'm real nervous. It's the biggest opportunity in my life.
So it's a good feeling for you. When do those nerves go away? Is it when the cage door gets locked? Is it when the ref says fight? Is it when you get punched in the mouth first? Is it when you get off the plane? When do those nerves dissipate for you?
I definitely say when the cage door closes, because then it's like everything, if reality hits, it's like, you know, this dude's really going to try to come hurt me. Like, you know, like it's real now. Like, so I think once the cage door closes and I see him face to face and we look each other in the eyes and we're getting ready to go, and then that's when the nerves just fade and it just plays instinct, comes in and just get at it and bang it out.
Like I said a couple minutes ago, my man, you seem very laid back, very relaxed. How did you ever get involved in mixed martial arts or boxing? I mean, you said Mike Tyson is kind of an idol of yours, and that's not a bad idol to have, man. But how did you get hooked up with sport?
You know, I had a real rough childhood, so I ended up in the juvenile correctional system, and you know, I went to this place called Ridgeview Academy, and it's like a boot camp kind of place, and they made us really get in shape and really learn about discipline and respect and motivation and, you know, everything, you know, that you could push past. And I met one of my great mentors there. His name is Greg Townsend, and he was my cycling coach, actually.
Okay.
And he was a real inspirational guy to me, and he showed me that no matter what, I was destined to be a devastating athlete, and I believe 100% in myself and in my abilities, and I just can't wait to show the world, and I can't wait for everybody just to know, you know, that no matter what you come up from, you can come up from anything if you put your mind to it.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great message, and you know, there's a lot of, unfortunately, that's kind of the business I work in is with the juvenile, you know, juveniles in some heat. And I try to tell them every day, I'm not a fighter. Trust me, I'm not a fighter. But, you know, I try to tell them every day that, you know, there's life on the outside of these bars, and we need to, you know, you kind of need to try to push past that. And I think I'm going to let them listen to that message right there next time I go into work, Decker. So moving past that, my friend, so you're in juvenile detention. Is the home life, you know, you can tell me a pound full if you want, my friend, but is the home life mom and dad kind of stuff, is that solid for you, or was that also a challenge growing up? Because if that's the case, man, you pushed through some shit in your life, my brother.
Yeah, no, my dad, he was actually locked up.
Okay.
And my mom, she was always real sick, and after I got out, actually, my mom ended up passing away in 2008.
I'm sorry to hear that. So now I'm going to move. I don't want to rain on this parade, man, because you got a huge fight coming up. And I trust me. I mean, but I just kind of want to get a feel of where you're coming from. Now you move forward. You get involved in mixed martial arts. You become a boxing guy. You know, you're getting ready to fight on pay-per-view. I mean, so much stuff going on. Do you have any supports outside of the gym? Are you married? You got a girlfriend, kids? What do you got going on, brother?
Yeah, I got two kids that I love very much. They really inspire me. Daniel Ray Duran, he's 5, and my daughter Shalon Daniel Ray Duran, she's 3. Yeah, they really inspire me and they get me going, and I'm super, super stoked.
Let me ask this. Because I got two boys, man. I don't know how you're ever going to sleep again. You got a girl. I mean, I just get so nervous about girls, man. How do you sleep at night, Decker? Are you just like, fuck, I got to fight. Oh. I'm going to have to be boys and shit.
Man, she's crazy, man. She's like, she has like the craziest little attitude. Like, my son, he's so good, and he's like, he's a saint. But my daughter, man, she's a little demon. She'll run up and just start swinging, and I'm like, oh man. So, but I'm happy that I got a boy first, because I'm pretty adamant that he'll always protect her. So,
well, that's good then. Maybe she'll protect him. You know what I mean?
yeah, definitely. No, I know where you're coming from, bro. I thought about that maybe a million times.
Decker, getting back to your fight, man. Enough of the building block stuff. Getting back to your fight, you said a little bit ago that he's a Muay Thai artist. Is that something that you're comfortable doing? Is that dirty boxing kind of stuff, the knees and that kind of stuff? Is that something you're comfortable with, or is that something that you've been working on? I don't want you to give away any strategies, but is that something you've been working on, or you feel pretty good about that?
Oh, definitely, I feel real good. I feel like if he's gonna try to tie me up and get knees on me or anything, I'm gonna pick him up and I'm gonna slam him on his head and I'm gonna make him pay for trying to do that, and he won't ever try to do that again. And if he does, he'll get picked up again and he'll get slammed on his head again. So,
I've only talked to you for about 15 minutes, but I believe that you have sold me on that, Decker. Before I let you go, my brother, I want you to tell everybody where they can find you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, if you got it. I don't care, whatever you got. Tell everybody where they can find you.
All right, they can find me on Facebook at Decker Duran. They could go on YouTube and search me for my videos or whatever. And I want to give a shout out to all my sponsors: Just Clowner Records, Legal Assault, Fight Me Clothing, Performance MMA. And 719, to everyone in 719, Colorado, and everybody listening to me. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for all your support. Mad love to all you guys. And January 24th, it's going to be one hell of a show. So tune in. Colorado Kids signing out.
So, Decker, before I let you go, man, after you fight the 24th, can I get you back out again and we can talk about how the fight went, those nerves, and how everything went down?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Follow up, definitely.
I appreciate it, Decker. I want you best of luck to you next Friday night, and I'll be watching, my man. Good luck to you, all right?
All right. Thank you so much, man. God bless you. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Good luck. You too, Decker.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man. You guys are awesome. Have a great night.
You too, bub. Skippy, man, I'm sorry, dude. I kept rambling. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, bro, look, I know you've been doing this for a while. This ain't your first rodeo. I do as well as you. I'm a fan, man. I'm a fan of yours. You know, I listened to you, back in the days with Matthew, So I've been a fan of yours back even before then, before the name that shall not be said. it's funny. Somebody hit me up the other day. I'll be honest. I'll tell this story real quick. I got like 2 seconds. Somebody, a good friend of mine in the media, hit me up and said he had contacted him about getting back in the game, and he wanted to know about coming to work for him, and I was like, dude, do what you got to do, but I would suggest that you really look into the situation before you go that route. So,
I've got a couple messages on Facebook and Twitter myself about, tell me a little bit about this, give me the breakdown, and I'm very political, I'm not going to take any food out of anybody's mouth, but it's very. Just do your research, fellas. That's all I say.
Well, I will tell you what. I'm going to let you take over. I got to bounce. 2 shows tonight, and my wife and kids are ready to have some, family time. So I'm going to drop out and let you finish your show. I want to thank you and Carl both, and I want to thank the first guest, Decker. for letting me sit in on that interview. Hey, enjoy the rest of your night. Carl, thank you. I'll talk to you boys soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Skippy Cohen. No need, no introduction needed, no exit needed. The man, the myth, the legend, Skippy Cohen. Without further ado, I mean, we're rolling tonight, Carl. We had Bluegrass MMA, we had Decker, and now we're moving on to Tony Murphy, right? Tony, you there?
Yeah, man. How y'all doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
Doing fine. Just trying to stay warm. Got that cold front coming in.
Yeah. I'm down here in Cape Coral, Florida. You're up there in Tampa? Is that where you're at?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, you guys had outside of the MMA world, you guys had a big scary thing yesterday or the day previous up there. Huh? You guys had some shooting in a movie theater, huh?
Yeah, actually up there in Wesley Chapel where me and Cheyenne are actually training with AOL MMA. Crazy. I actually heard about that this morning at work.
Yeah, it's all over the national news now, but I mean, it was at the time yesterday, it was, you know, when I first got word, I was at work myself, and I only saw a snippet, and I'm like, oh, Christ, here we go. You know, I got boys in school and shit. I don't need that stuff flying, but anyway.
Yeah, I hate.
Tone, thanks for joining us tonight, man. I know you got a big fight coming up. You're also fighting on Tough Enough next Friday night. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Actually went to the first Tough Enough event I had ever been at because of my girlfriend, Cheyenne. She had a title shot. I was sitting at the weigh-ins. And I heard the promoter, he was kind of upset that, like, the fights had dropped out. He said, you know, because he said people didn't want to make weight. It was Thanksgiving week. And so I said, you know, hey, what weights? And he happened to say one of them was, he said, we could do a catch weight at 195, 200. So I jumped in it. I lost that fight, but what I'm getting at, it unlocked the door to have another chance, and they gave me another opportunity. So I'm going to go up there and fight a dude named Brandon Snyder.
Now, let me ask you a question. I know you're a fighter, and I know you don't want to lose any fight, but do you think that was the best loss of your career?
Yeah, I would say so because, I mean,
let me preface this real quick. I'm not talking about on the win-loss column. I'm talking about opening up some doors for you.
Oh, right. No, absolutely. And I've said that to everybody. You know, yeah, I went out there. You know, and I felt I put a good show on, but, you know, I fell short, got caught in that choke. That seems to be the biggest problem for me right now. But, yeah, man, it unlocked huge opportunities. It got my name out there, got my face out there. And, again, I'm being brought back. And if I capitalize this time, there's no doubt they're going to bring me back for another shot.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Now, your girlfriend, Cheyenne, the Warrior Princess, listeners, we've had her on the air a bunch of times. She's part of Team Madhouse, you know. Super excited over here to watch your career grow. This is the first time talking to you, Tony. Now, when you're sitting there in the crowd getting ready for her, now you're supportive. I mean, you guys are a fighter couple. You know, I see a bunch of your pictures on Twitter and Facebook together. You guys are the fighter couple. When you're sitting there, now your energy is kind of geared towards her. How do you shift into to say, you know what, I'll stand in there, I'll throw, you know, I'm not afraid to fight anybody. How do you make that transition? Because you, I mean, I'm sure you're training for yourself right now to fight in this fight next Friday. Before, you were there just to be support. How do you make that transition?
I guess it's just the fact that anyone who knows me just knows that I'm a fighter. I mean, I've always been that way. And back then it was more maybe of an ego thing or who was the baddest in the neighborhood. But now it's more I just want to compete, and I want to be able to compete with the best. And I think that, you know, like I said, just being a fighter made me just, you know, right there, let me fight.
Yeah, the fight is 10 days away. We had Decker on a little bit ago, and I was talking to him. We're 10 days away. Where are you at in your training camp? I mean, the weight cut. You know, walk me through kind of where you're at 10 days out of your fight.
Well, for this camp, I've been on a real strict diet thanks to Cheyenne, her mother, as well as my stand-up coach, Dom. And so that helped me out. I'm looking cleaner than I've ever looked, feeling great. Right now, my training camp, we're just walking through everything, making sure that we got a tough game plan. We did our last sparring last week. I'm feeling good. Okay. For this week, just light running. I'm not really lifting weights. I love lifting weights, but my coach said none of that. And just preparing, you know, mentally.
You said my coach said none of that. I've never been in a cage. I've never trained for a fight. Does there come a point in a training camp where you have to just – abandon all that you know and love. Like you just said, I love lifting weights. And you have to abandon all of that and say, Coach, I put everything in your hands. You guide me there.
I mean, absolutely. You have to trust your coach or whoever is going to be in your corner. I've always, even at SPMF, I had a great coach and great cornerman under Shane Dunn, and I always trusted him. And, you know, that's why they're the coach. I feel like they're, you know, this is my job. They're my boss. And if they tell me, hey, that's good for you to cut that out, then, you know, it's that's why they're the trainer. They're in my corner, and that's their game plan that I'm going to follow.
That's a great answer. I was expecting that answer. I mean, you sound like you're a sharp kid, and I was expecting that answer, but I just wanted to hear it, I guess. How's your weight cut coming? I mean, where do you walk around at?
On a bad weekend where I've pigged out a little and had too much fun, about a good 200, maybe 203 at the highest. Here lately, I've been walking around about 195, 198 back and forth. Right now I'm at 191, and I'll stay right here until the last couple of days, and then I'll drop down to the 85.
So, I mean, that you know, I'm going to say this, and, you know, who the hell am I, but that seems like an easy weight cut to me. I mean, when we had Cheyenne on last time, she was talking about going out to the last tough event and it being the worst weight cut of her life and also maybe causing some, you know, some issues with her body. This seems like a pretty easy weight cut for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, as a, you know, I'm an amateur still, so we, you know, I've been able to stay at 85, but I know that, you know, when the time comes to go pro, I'm probably going to be a 170 fighter. And for me to be able to cut less than, you know, the average fighter, I think it gives me more endurance and more power. And like I said, this camp, I've had Cheyenne on my ass about the diet. So for me to diet, it's making me cleaner versus cutting it all at one time and feeling dead, even though you try to hydrate, but you never can.
Now, let me I'm going to ask you a different question, but I want to – you saying that the one thing about Cheyenne, is it kind of tough? I mean, you know, listen, I'm married. I got two kids. My wife is on my ass about some stuff, too. We don't train together, trust me. But is it tough to have a fighter girlfriend who's like, come on, man, why are you eating that bagel when we should be eating some chicken? You know, is it?
Oh, I tell you what, that's honestly, I mean, we look back and we laugh at it. That's probably 90% of our fights is like she'll be dieting, and I think she gets more upset that I'm a bigger guy, so sometimes I can bend. And so, you know, she'll see me eat carbs or, you know, I may get like, you know, a Gatorade when she's telling me I need to drink water because of the sugar. And we'll just go at it, you know. And I'm bad, too. I'll tell you, I will say this. A lot of people won't believe it, and I've been eating clean, but I'm real bad on some fast food now. I love me some pizza or, you know, a fat, juicy hamburger. So she gets on me about that all the time.
Is it more of like a jealousy thing, like you're able to eat that stuff, or is she just looking out for your best interest?
I know she's looking out for my best interest, but every now and then I think she's just so mad about the fact she hasn't had any carbs and she likes to take it out on me, but she'll probably kick my ass for saying this tomorrow.
Nah, she's a good girl, man. We've had her on a bunch of times. She's a great interview. She's a lot of fun, and, you know, we enjoy having her out here all the time. So, yeah, I was going to ask you a little bit ago about you said you're still an amateur. Is your record – I'm looking at Mixed Martial Arts right now. Your record – are you 5-7, bud?
I'm sorry?
Is your record? I'm on mixedmartialarts.com. Are you 5-7 right now? Is that your record at this point?
I'm 6-6, and if you include a Muay Thai bout I did, which I had never in my life even trained for Muay Thai, I just did it for fun, I'd be 6-7. Sometimes they leave out some of the fights on that. I've seen the there's two websites, and I have two different records. I think I've even seen one where it says I have 3 wins and, like, you know, 5 losses or something. So, but no, I'm actually sitting at 6-6 MMA, 6-7 if you include all fights, and then I have the 2 belts I won, and then I've lost 2 title fights as well.
I'm laughing over here because you said I lost an MMA or a Muay Thai fight, and I've never trained. I did it for fun. Tony, let me tell you what I do for fun. I take my kids to the beach and we can look for shells. I don't get in the way to get kicked to get punched. Man, you fighters are not wired right up top, man. Does that come with the character?
Sometimes I was a big-time football player way back, and I don't know, maybe leaning in with my head down too much when I was told not to got me. Because I used to hit all the time just facing, you know, I'd be looking down at the dirt when I'd hit people, and they told me, they were like, you know, you're going to mess up your heads.
All right. So anyway, whatever your record may be, you're it looks like you got 12 fights, 13 fights roughly in there. How long before you make the transition from amateur to start getting the payday?
You know, I will say a couple fights ago, I was on a hot streak, like, you know, four straight wins, and that's when I won them belts, and I was like, man, I'm going to go pro. But, you know, it took me to meet Dom, and he made me realize, you know, that's the mistake that all these amateurs make, is they're so ready to go pro, and just because they go on a hot streak in the amateurs, they think they're ready. Well, you know, really none of us are ready. I mean, I don't know how other people feel. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but even me, I feel like I'm a great wrestler. I feel like I'm a great stand-up guy, but I'm not ready. I just started with Hobson Morum, and I think a good year with him and a good year with Dom, with my Muay Thai stand-up, my wrestling's pretty solid. I think in about another year I'd be ready to go pro. I think people rush it too much, and I'm 22 years old, and I'm loving life right now, and I got Cheyenne and her family supporting me, so there's no rush right now. Just take my time.
It makes it a whole lot easier, you know, if you're dating somebody that they support you doing what you love, but it makes it a whole lot easier when they're in your corner and they're really, like, figuratively and, you know, legitimately, that they're in your corner. It's got to make it a whole lot easier to say, hey, honey, come on, let's go to the gym. Let's make it happen.
Oh, for sure. I mean, me and her have gotten really close, and we're best friends, but we are good assets to each other because every day we're together. People understand. I start my day at 4:30 in the morning. I go to work. I open up a gym. You know, we leave there. We're going straight to our first camp. After that, she'll drive. I'll take a nap in the car. We go to our second camp. We'll go get lunch. We'll go to the gym, and then we're going to our third camp. We're getting home by 9 or 10 o'clock. You know, we'll bathe, whatever, and then try to catch a movie. I'm the first one to fall asleep every time. So,
in the movie, I'm sure, right? You're KO'd in that movie theater. Probably.
Oh, I'm out. Well, as soon as the opening credits come on, I'm usually out. And she'll like look up, and I'll try to wake up and act like I've seen everything that was going on. But
totally, maybe that. All right, man. So you're 10 days out of your fight, and I asked Decker this question. You're fighting on pay-per-view coming up here next Friday night. Is that going to be the first time that phrase has ever been uttered walking into a fight, or was the last stuff in the fight on pay-per-view as well?
The last one was two. I didn't know that until I got back, and then all my friends were saying it was online and this and that. To me, it just fires me up. I'm excited, and I think it's definitely a good experience to be out there in that environment and be able to bang with the best.
Sure. No, I appreciate that. What I'm wondering is, I'm trying to wrap my head around what you're going through. You're training for a fight yourself, to standing across from a cage from a guy who's ready to punch your head in. Your girlfriend, who you just called your best friend, and your partner, your girlfriend, the love, she's fighting as well. So you got to be amped up for that. You're going to be fighting on pay-per-view. You know, what kind of emotions are we looking at, man? Are you nervous? Are you just ready to be here? Are you just, I mean, where are we at?
I mean, every fighter, they're lying if they say they don't get nervous. I mean, the nerves are usually shot, but, I mean, it's the moments that, you know, get into that ring that all the nerves, they finally leave. I mean, the whole time I'm warming up, the whole time I'm getting ready, you know, my nerves and thoughts are everywhere. But the minute that cage closes, it's like everything's gone. My mind goes numb. I know one thing, and that's, you know, fight to survive and get the hell out of here with a win and safe.
Do you know beforehand, like do you already know if you're going to fight before or after Cheyenne?
I think I'm before her. I think she might be toward, I think I'm like fight eight, and she's like towards the very end.
Is that
she's better looking than me, so they know they can make more money off of it.
Is that better or worse for you? Is that something that you're just like, damn, I wish I was fighting after her so I could watch her? You know, I mean, I guess I'm just trying to ram it because I'm thinking, you know, I get nervous for my wife when she's got to go for like a, I don't know, some test at work or something, you know. I can't imagine her being out there and, you know, leaving everything out there. I'm trying to ram it. I know when I talked to her about that exact same question, she was, you know, she tried to balance it all, and she said she was more worried about you than she was herself. So I don't.
I think for me, when I worry about me, I'm more worried about just who's going to get their hand raised. I'm not worried about if I'm going to get hurt or not. I mean, that all leaves. When you're a fighter, you have to agree to not be scared to get hurt because it's going to happen. But when I think about her in the ring, yeah, I'm like kind of like over there biting my nails and stuff. I know she's capable of doing it and she's capable of putting it on her opponent, but I mean, I'm always just like heart is racing. Yeah, so to answer your question, yeah, I'm a lot more like nerve-wrecked when she's in the ring as opposed to when I am.
I now pronounce you guys best friends and you're able to date because you said the exact same answer and, you know, you now have our blessing over here.
Well, yeah, you guys are awesome. So y'all's word means a lot.
Well, no, we appreciate that, man. You guys are great people too. So now let me ask, what kind of fight are we going to expect next week? So when I tune in on Friday, I want to know what I'm going to be getting when I watch you swinging.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, just be expect like any other fight. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a rush. I mean, anyone, I think, you know, and I've told a lot of people, you know, going back to my record, I'm not the best. But I tell you one thing that always stands and why people enjoy seeing me fight is because I'm going to put on, and it don't matter if it's a minute or if it's all three rounds. So that time that fight starts and ends, you're going to be like, wow. And that's just how I like to fight. So, I mean, just expect, you know, a high-intensity fight. And I'm not going to say I'm going to knock him out and sound all cocky. I don't even have a knockout yet. But I'm going to say this. I've been hitting hard lately, and he leaves that chin out there, he's going to sleep.
Is that something that's important to you, is to get the knockout here, or does it not matter, and you just want to get
your
hand
right? Oh, no, no. The win is important. I'm just out there to compete, you know, and he's you know, he's a very talented guy, and I just want to go out there and make a statement and definitely get the win. But, you know, what fighter doesn't want that knockout? I mean, that's like hitting the lotto for us.
For sure. Absolutely. Tony, before we start wrapping up here, I want to know what kind of stuff outside of training and I say this, and this is not to be disrespectful, but outside of Cheyenne, what do you do for you, man?
Oh, man, I guess just lift weights and, you know, I love watching Alabama football. I love fishing if I ever get time for that. You know, I used to play basketball a lot at the courts. I'm not really no good or anything, but I just love running up and down the court getting cardio for a reason because running sucks. So just being active, I guess. I mean, I'm never really watching TV much anymore. Me and Cheyenne may go catch a movie or something, but usually when I'm on my own, I love to hang out with my brother. I guess that's the number one answer I should have given. Like, me and my brother are really tight. So,
is he a fighter too, Tony?
Nah, he's actually a football player. He's younger than me. He goes to Pinellas Park High School. His name's Brandon Pinkston, and me and him are close. That kid's been through a lot with me. So anytime that I can, I make sure I go and hang out with him. Or you can catch me over at Cutting Up getting a nice fade by my boy Toby Tegg. So if y'all need a haircut and you're in Pinellas Park, go holler at him.
He better throw you a free haircut for giving him some props on the air.
He always hooks me up. That's all I'm going to say.
My man, listen, we only got a couple minutes left, but I want to give you all the time in the world to tell everybody where they can find you on Facebook, you know, Twitter, Pinterest, whatever you got, my man. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, first and foremost, thank you guys for having me. I want to thank my stand-up coach, Dom. He's been helping me, keeping me motivated. Thank AOL MMA for the training that we've gotten in for this camp, as well as UFC Clearwater and Roxy Mora. That man is a beast. I mean, that dude's half my size. He can probably tear up anyone in the world. I mean, he's just absolutely crazy on the ground. Big thanks to Cheyenne and her family just because of the support and everything they've done for me, and they keep me motivated. And, I mean, that's really it. Thanks to all my boys at SPMF, too, because I've been training with different camps, and they may think I forgot about them, but that's where I started. And if it wasn't for them, my foot would have never gotten the door.
You know what, Tony? You're a pretty interesting dude, and I got a lot more stuff I want to talk to you about, so do me a favor. I think we're going to have you and Cheyenne on one of these nights, just the two of you together. We'll take a half an hour or 45 minutes, and we'll just kick some stuff around. But I want you to focus, and I want you guys to go out there and kick ass next Friday night because we're going to be watching over here at MMA Madhouse, man. So I wish you nothing but the best of luck, brother. And when you're done, I want you to come home with your hand raised, and I want to talk about it, all right?
Heck yeah, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, buddy. Take care. Tony
Y'all
Murphy, ladies and gentlemen. All right, bud. Tony Murphy going to fight for Tough Enough next Friday night. You know, his girlfriend, his training partner, his best friend, Cheyenne Warrior Princess, Liz Smith, also fighting on that card. We had Decker. What is his last name? Decker?
Duran. Come on,
Duran,
man.
I was going to call him Duncan, and I knew. Decker Duran, also fighting on that card next week. One of my favorite things, I know, Carl, I know we got to run some ads and pay the electric here, but one of my favorite things about working with MMA Madhouse and working on Full Guard Fight Radio was getting an opportunity to talk to these two kids that we talked to tonight. I mean, just young, up-and-comer, hungry. I mean, you know, Tony's telling us about how, you know, he's not that good, and he's not this. But man, you have no idea. You have the world at your palm, the palm of your hand. So, one of my favorite things is to just watch these kids grow and, you know, and to find themselves. So very, very cool stuff. But I can't wait to talk to Cheyenne and Tony when they come back, and we'll get Decker back on here too. So, Carl, I know I've taken up a bunch of your time. So if you got anything you want to run, we can get make some of our sponsors happy here.
We'll do that. Let's do that.
Confidence, heart, and desire are all attributes athletes need to reach their potential. And at Draco Impact Sports, we want to help you achieve that potential. Draco offers you the highest quality training and protective gear suited for all level of athletes. We pride ourselves on the durability and comfort of our products, and once you try them on, you'll know exactly what everybody's talking about. When it matters the most, both in and out of the ring, you can always count on Draco. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Draco Sports for product information and contest giveaways. Or visit us online at www.dracosports.com. Draco Impact Sports. Dominate your world.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
Intimidation Clothing, Draco Sports, Jax Media. I mean, just the names of the people that show faith in me, for God's sake. God bless them. It's just incredible. And you and Skippy, and you know, I always give, it's always a love fest with me after, you know, every week. I just so appreciative. I'm pretty positive that you and Skippy were here. I would like fan you guys with those big fans and feed you grapes if needed. But Carl, my man, what's new? How you been, man? What's going on?
That's creepy. You're damn creepy. What's going on? All sorts of things are going on, man. You're talking about sponsors.
Well,
you know, I got a couple in the wings here that I'll be announcing in the next week that are also joining our family of sponsors, and it's exciting, and the growth and everything's just fabulous. I love 2014 already.
Yeah, I really, you know, 2014 has really been looking up, and I gotta kind of just plug a little bit of something here, man. Last week was really kind of a trying time for me, and this is not a downer. I'm not trying to bring this down, but you know, a lot of times when you get that news, and you know, you got a family member that's looking at some pretty heavy medical stuff, and then the news comes back positive after a doctor is giving you terrible news. It just is like, you know, it's 6 days into the new year, and I'm already thinking that the year is shot. But man, I got a shot in the arm. It's been a great year. This has been like, you know, I got the best news ever a couple of days ago, and you know, I'm just light at the end of the tunnel finally, I think. So, but let me ask you a question, Carl. With all these sponsors here, I should be getting a package every day at my house with some of this gear. Is that correct? Is that what I should be looking at? Let me ask. I think you're speechless.
You killed me. I do have a package. I just need to get it in the mail and get it off to you. Something I'm horrible at. Since I've opened Shop Madhouse, since I've opened our store, I've realized how much I suck at sending people stuff. It's not my thing, man. It's just, I don't know. I'm a computer nerd who loves MMA. I should be, like, doing code behind the scenes on the website, listening to Skippy and you and Matthew and everyone else doing their things on their radio shows and watching fights in the background. You know, that's where I belong.
No, you belong right where you're at, bro.
I don't belong at the post office, I'll tell you that much. Post office.
Well, you guys don't even have post office up there in Canada. It's like carrier pigeon or some shit, isn't it?
Dog sled, man.
Oh, yeah, dog sled. So we have no more guests booked for the evening, Carl. So it's just you and I going to do a little rapping. And I kind of want to bring up something. I know we're not Zuffa supporters and whatever, but, you know, today some news came down on the wire that and she really kind of just is fairly new with Zuffa. We can say that, right? Kind of like 8 months or a year, really.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, man. You know, we had her on our show before, you know. Huge fan of Kat.
Yeah, absolutely. And some terrible, terrible news came out down today that it looks like her husband, I don't know all the details, so I'm going to just talk about briefly what we know. But it looks like her husband has either committed suicide or has died. But whatever the news is, it's terrible for Kat and her family. And, you know, our heartfelt condolences go out to her and her family. So just wanted to mention that on the air. I'm not sure if everybody's heard or whatever, but she's dealing with some pretty heavy stuff. So regardless if she's with Zuffa, regardless if she's with, you know, whoever, she's still a human being. She still has a family, and she's going through some terrible stuff. So our thoughts and prayers to Kat Zingano and her family. So I think that's all I'm going to say about that, Carl.
Hear, hear, man. I agree big time. It's horrible, whatever the case is, whatever happened. You know, there's a lot of stories going around. Who knows what's true and what isn't at this point, but it's definitely a sad day.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. So it makes things like what we do and, you know, talking to these young fighters and things like that, it makes it all so trivial, so meaningless, really. I mean, in the whole grand scheme of things, you know, life is so precious and short that we get an opportunity to do this every day. And, well, Skippy and you every day, me like once every 6 months, it seems. But, but you know, we get a chance to do it. And, you know, we need to take some time just to step back and recognize those who are struggling and feeling some pain. So with that being said, I have no real direction. I have no real direction of this show where we're going to go after tonight. So, but I do know that is a huge weekend for MMA from our standpoint. You're not going to find Fight Night 902 fight for you know the redheads or whatever they put out there. Up there in Las Vegas, but you're gonna find MFC. MFC has an event this weekend, which I'm super stoked about. Is it this weekend or next weekend? I think it's this weekend. Please tell me
it's
this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend.
Oh, God bless it. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care what fucking weekend it is. I'm super stoked about it. I'm super stoked.
While you're talking about MFC, I just got to jump in and say tomorrow night on MMA Madhouse Live, Skippy and the Pocket are doing an MFC show. I know they've got Mark Pavlich. Without looking at the schedule, I don't know who else they have, but all MFC tomorrow night on live.
You know, that is, you and I have made kind of a promise to each other, and, you know, it started off a little bit slow that we are going to push Full Guard Fight Gear to the, or I'm sorry, Full Guard Fight Radio to the next level this year. And I also told you a little bit about Full Guard Fight Gear, that it's going to be, some things are changing, but one of my goals for 2014 Full Guard Fight Radio is to get Mark Pavlich on the show again. I absolutely love talking to Mark Pavlich and Jeff Munson. Those are my two goals, and I know it's attainable because I know we have a pretty decent relationship with the both of them. But I'm telling you this right now, they are both super motivating. They remind me of, I'm not sure, I know you don't follow, but do you know who Newt Rockne is? And I'm not being a smart ass. You know who Newt Rockne is?
I don't.
He was a football coach and, you know, way back in the day with Notre Dame, but he was like this incredible speech giver. I am telling you at this point of the night that if Mark Pavlich and Jeff Munson were on the same show, I may run through a brick wall by the end of the end of the interview. I can get so fired up when those two are around, and they're so very different. Mark is just full of piss and vinegar, and Jeff is so relaxed and just whatever, but they are just such interesting guys. So I would love to talk to them here in 2014. So I'm jealous of Skippy and Lopaki, so prick bastard.
No, we can we can make that happen easy. You know who I want to bring onto this show that I think you would really enjoy talking to? And this might surprise a lot of people, but it's Bill Mahood.
Really?
Great, great, great guy. Has just an unbelievable amount going on behind the scenes, especially up here in Canada, but, you know, everywhere. And you'd be amazed after talking to Bill Mahood. You'd be a fan for life, I guarantee you.
Well, like I told you earlier, I put all my faith and trust in you and who you're going to deliver week after week, because you do, and you clearly do way more work than I would have been able to do to this point. So I trust your judgment wholly. I totally forgot what I was going to say. Oh,
sorry.
Huge weekend this weekend. So we got MFC on Saturday, and I'm super stoked about going to the World Series of Fighting 8 over Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Saturday. Well, it's going to suck because I'm going to have to DVR MFC, but what a better way to spend my Sunday than watching MFC. So,
is MFC Saturday? Saturday or Friday? Friday. MFC's Friday, I think. It's usually
even,
Friday.
Even better. You know what? I absolutely forgot.
I believe they usually do Friday shows. I'm going to double check now, though. Now you've got me. Friday, January 17th. Ba-boom. There you go.
This couldn't be any better of a weekend. So I have MFC Friday. I have World Series of Fighting 8 on Sunday. And we have this thing down here in America, Carl. It's called football. They're gonna play that on Sunday. And my team plays on Sunday, the New England Patriots. This is a great weekend. And the wife is working on Sunday, so I can have football on the big screen in the living room.
Right on. So I'll leave you alone on Sunday.
But no, I really am. I'm very stoked about getting an opportunity. I know Matthew's gone. Matthew and I are going to travel over to World Series of Fighting 8 over in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on Saturday. And I know he's had an opportunity to go. I'm really excited about this. I was reading, you know. I hear a lot of people taking shots at Bellator. I really do. And I really think Bellator has kind of, you know, I'm going to be really careful when I say this because, you know, they're supporters of us, and I absolutely am a supporter of Bellator. But I feel, my personal opinion, in my opinion, that they've kind of taken a step backwards ever since they've been introduced to Viacom. I really feel like they've kind of lost some of their identity. And I feel like a lot of the what made them great, you know, the tournament, that they really pushed the tournament, and they really wholeheartedly jumped, you know, both feet into this fire. I really think they've taken a step backwards since Viacom has come on. And I've seen a lot of people taking shots at Bellator recently. A lot of people have been taking shots at Bellator. And a lot of people are saying that World Series of Fighting has moved ahead of Bellator. And I'm really looking forward to being able to see it firsthand. I really appreciate them. They've been great, you know, in the communications with me, and they kind of let me know how things are shaking down. I'm going to try to make it over to the weigh-ins on Thursday. I'm going to try on Thursday because I have a day off from my regular job, so it might not be the end of the world to do so. So I'm really looking forward to working with them. I know Bellator is great, and I know the XFC is great, And those are the people that I've worked with to this point. World Series of Fighting, got some big shoes to fill. Everybody who talks about them says they're a great company. They've been great so far, so we'll see. Carl, any experience with the World Series of Fighting on your end, other than just you know, communications through emails and things like that? Have you ever worked with them?
No, just, you know, from World Series 1, we've had people covering their events. I think out of these eight, I think we've covered six. And no, they've been great that way. Super easy to deal with. You know, I got nothing bad to say about them at all. I live in the middle of nowhere, so, you know, I get to like three or four shows a year, if I'm lucky. So, and it's not usually a big time show like that. So.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't, I wasn't sure if you had any, you know, any workings with them. Other than that, so I'm looking very forward to that. I know GFL.TV, who is another supporter of us, we are supportive of them, has a, you know, again, they, I think every night, Carl, I think they have something going on. They have, like, dirt bike race as well, if you're into that stuff.
Yeah. Well, sometimes. Speaking of GFL, sorry to cut you off. Skippy and I noticed today that the World Series of Fighting 8 is on GFL. As well.
Awesome.
Awesome. That's yeah, that surprised me when Skippy sent me that link. I was like, wow. So, I think it's great, now, but it just surprised me.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, that's interesting to me because, to me, World Series of Fighting is going to be free on my cable carrier. Is it going to be? Is it something?
Yeah,
that's
here too.
Be...
Here's it'll be free as well up here in Canada, but you know, I guess. You know, there's people all around the world that probably want to watch it.
No, I agree. Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? It's a great promotion. And they've never, you know, they always put out great fights. I just was curious that, I guess it makes sense because I can't get, you know, the NHL Network down here in Florida on DirecTV without paying for it. So why wouldn't, you know, some people don't have specific channels without paying for them. So it makes absolute sense. And you know the best part about it, that is it being on, you know, if I buy a pay-per-view on my DirecTV, it disappears in like 30 days or 45 days. You buy it on GFL, you get to watch it for the rest of your freaking life. You can even will it down to your kids if you want. If it's the greatest fight you've ever seen, and, you know, I got a 6-year or 7-year-old, and I want him to see it, he can have it for the rest of his freaking life, too. So it's just incredible. And they're great. It's a great stream. It's a great product, man. GFL is a great freaking product.
It's definitely a great resource for, you know, promoters out there. And, yeah, as far as the stream goes, you know, as long as the promoters got their shit together and they're in a good venue, the streams are great. Once in a while you get something that's not so great but has nothing to do with GFL. It's not their fault. It's, you know, the venue, it's, well, we all know how the internet works, so, you know.
Yeah. And depending on what you're looking at, too, Carl, I know what you're looking at up there in Canada, all tucked away in the tundra, keeping yourself warm up there. I know what you're looking at. I'm looking very forward to it. And then there's, you know, Skippy and Lepaki, you're going to do their thing on Friday nights, and it's just, you know, the first show back in the new year and after the holidays, and I do need to say this, Carl, I'm officially, I mean, you know, we're just killing some time here, I'm officially on a diet, if I can say this, I'm on a diet.
What?
Yeah, I'm on a diet, listen, it's legitimate, too, it's not one of those, you know, I'm on a diet here, I'm on a diet there, I'm starting to see my toes. I haven't seen my feet in like, you know, it's been a while since I've seen my feet. When I can, you know, when I drop a little bit of weight here, Carl, I might put on a tank top and some Speedos and head down to the beach, and I will be sure to put this as my my Facebook picture. So, but I am. I'm on a diet. I'm gonna get in shape here. I got some boys that I got to be around for. So, what are you doing over there? Is that a bag of potato chips, Carl? You dick.
Maybe.
I don't know where that came from because I would never was eating potato chips. Can you just explain that to me?
Can I explain that to you? It goes way back to, you know, your
gig former previous to joining us with your old co-host. And I remember I loved your guys' show. I was listening to one show, and, you know, your old partner went off on you about eating chips because you guys had a bad connection or something. Somebody's phone was crackling or something, and it was just one of the funniest frickin' moments, I think, I ever heard on internet radio. And it all goes back to that, man. That's where it all came from. That's where the whole potato chip thing came from. And I got to give all the credit to your former co-host and yourself because it was just a priceless moment.
I gotta be honest. There were some good times, and you know, it breaks my heart talking to Skippy tonight. You know, when we were talking about a little bit about that, and you know, it kind of sucks because there are a lot of people in this game, in the MMA world that can bring so much to the table. But I see so much angst and hatred, like even on Twitter, you know, even on Facebook, even on, you know, just people are ruthless, man. And you know, Skippy and Bluegrass MMA, what is his name? His name is not Bluegrass MMA. What is the guy who runs that?
That'd be Gary Thomas.
Gary, okay. So Gary was talking tonight with Skippy, and they were talking about just regurgitating old stories, and that is one of my biggest pet peeves. And I was going to talk about that tonight because I knew we had some time to kill, but they did such an eloquent job that I don't know if I can do it justice, but it drives me bonkers, batshit, when I'm online or on Twitter or whatever, and I'm telling you what, if you follow one, you don't need to follow any other, because every single person just retweet, they might as well just retweet. And, you know, it's not about getting the story right. It's about getting the story first, and it's about getting it out there, and then everybody copy and paste and all that bullshit. And, you know, it's just so annoying to me. It's just so annoying that we live so far up Dana White and Zuffa's ass that we can't think on our own. But anyway, I digress. And I was just, you know, I was thinking about, you know, there are some brilliant minds in this MMA world that just can't use it for good. You know, it's always, what have you done for me? How can I benefit? How can this benefit me? How can I, you know, that kind of stuff. So it breaks my heart to talk to, you know, Skippy tonight and you know exactly what he's talking about, because I've gotten the same kind of conversations with people that, you know, have asked me some questions and stuff. And I'm not going to lie to them. You know, it's my integrity, and I'll never get that back if I lie to them. So I tell them the truth, but it breaks my heart that I have to do that because, like I said, there are some people out there that really, really, really have a brilliant mind and are good at what they do, and they just can't get out of their own way. So that's kind of my rant on that, I guess. Right? Carl, listen, I'm not going to belabor the point anymore, Carl. You know, we only got a couple minutes here. I'm not opposed to shutting her down a little bit early tonight. I've had a great time. I've had a great conversation. I don't want to take away from Tony Murphy and Decker. What's his fucking name again, Carl?
Decker Duran.
I keep wanting to say Duncan. You know why? Because I went to college with a kid that was Duncan. I don't even remember what his last name was. I'm terrible with names. I really am. Decker Duran and Tony Murphy, Bluegrass MMA, Skippy, yourself. We had a great show, and I don't want to sit here and tell you about how I can't see my feet and talk about other people. So without further ado, Carl, I appreciate you. This might be the only time in 2014 that I tell you that I appreciate you. So take it and be done with it, because I'm tired of sucking your ass.
Good, I'm tired of hearing it.
You shouldn't, dude. You should be very appreciative. You should be, you know, you should be like, fuck. But I look forward to working with you. We got some big shows coming up here in 2014. For Carl Mortensen, I am Jason London. This is Full Guard Fight Radio. Carl, are we going to be back on Tuesday night at 10:30 next week, or are we going to be some other time and place?
No, actually, that was one of the things I wanted to sort of mention when we were on Bluegrass, but we sort of ran out of time, and it's all good. We're moving our show to 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, starting next week, and we will be directly after Bluegrass MMA. When we first moved our time and day, to Tuesdays, I sort of gapped out, and the first week I realized, crap, I'm going to have to miss the last half hour of Bluegrass MMA. So we're going to kick back a half an hour and come on right after those boys. I'm too big a fan of those guys to cross into their time, and, you know, I like listening to their show. So so starting next week, yes, we move back a half an hour.
And then the following Tuesday, we're going to be on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m.
Okay. Well, you're right, in a way. In China, we will be.
No, absolutely, man. If we, you know, if we have to move, if you know, if we have to move to 2 o'clock in the morning to make sure we get Bluegrass on the main here, we're going to do that. Those guys are great. Those guys have a great product, and we want to be a part of it. But for Carl the Madman Mortensen, I am Jason, and we will see you next Tuesday night, 11 Eastern. What time is that? 8 p. Pacific. Full Guard Fight Radio.
Bingo.
Carl, have a great night. Have a great week, and I will talk to you next Tuesday, my friend.
You as well, brother.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media. Design with an edge.